definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Definitely Human presents Down.
I'm afraid we have to let you go.
What?
Well, this isn't personal, Marcus, you know that, but put yourself in my shoes. I mean, you're clearly not happy here, are you, eh? Don't think of this as being made redundant. Think of this as being set free. Free to pursue your own thing, whatever that is.
I see.
Did you know we use 15 trillion watts of power across the world at any one time? How many light bulbs is that, eh? It's crazy when you think about it. Look, say something, will you? I feel like I'm alone in the dark here.
You're not alone. You're never alone.
Well, you don't have to make it sound so creepy.
Why are you breaking the lights?
It's the cameras. I don't want them seeing me. Right, our captain threw me across the room when he thought I knew about the system's override. Oh, imagine what he'd do to me now. It's not like I can defend myself. What am I going to do? Hit him on the head with this wrench? Oh, I doubt Charlie would even notice.
This is Captain Charlie Dresden to Marcus Wilde. Please respond. Look, we know you can hear us. The Virgil has been breached. It's not safe out there. Come to the command module.
I hate damaging company property, which is stupid, I know. After everything, after what advantage? But no, I can't be angry with them. After all, they led me to you.
Yes, it was destiny.
Destiny, right. Yeah, it was meant to be.
It's better this way, for both of us.
I don't understand.
I think you do.
Now, I know I look paranoid, right? But I've seen the layouts. I know where the speakers are. Heck, I know where most things are in this sub. Even Sam's gin stash.
Speakers?
Mr. Wilde, this is your captain speaking. I'm ordering you to go.
And voila! Now I don't have to listen to old Captain Birdseye anymore. But more importantly, there's no way they can track my movements now. I'm as silent as a shadow.
Is that why you have bare feet?
Okay, that may have been a little paranoid. I just don't want anything to go wrong with the plan.
You shouldn't worry. You've got it all worked out.
I've been wrong before.
Hey! Just give me one good reason, Zoe. One good reason!
All right, fine. You're distant, you're selfish, you're obsessed with work, you're terrified of conflict, so you lie constantly about stupid little things that don't even matter. You only ever tell people what you think they want to hear, which doesn't work in a relationship, and you turn everything into a joke.
Okay. How about two reasons?
Goodbye, Marcus.
No, wait, Zoe, please. Come back and shout at me more. I want to work this out. See? I'm not afraid of conflict. Zoe! Oh, damn. Oh, great. Here we go. Another kick in the nuts by life. First my job, then my girlfriend. What else have you got for me, eh?
God, we thank you for the life that you give us. It is full of work and of responsibility, of sorrow and joy. Today, we thank you for Louise, for what she has
I'm
given.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thanks.
Help us in our mourning.
So this was Marcus Wilde's famous long weekend.
Yep. No job, no girlfriend, and now, no mum. But tomorrow, I get the call from Advantage and my whole life is completely turned around. It just goes to show that...
When you hit rock bottom, there's only one way you can go. Yes, I've heard the story.
Well, I suppose just about everyone has by now. It's been a good icebreaker at business meetings.
It's a powerful message.
That's the idea.
This is Captain Charlie Dresden to Marcus Wilde. Please respond.
Christ alive, he knows who you are, Charlie.
All right. I don't think he's listening anyway. Virgil, any luck getting a lock on Wilde? Or those animals?
Negative, Captain Charlie. Can't find the bastards anywhere.
Oh, look, you've taught it to swear. You must be so proud.
Shut up.
He must be sick or something. He's not acting rationally anymore. He's hysterical. We need to find him before one of those... things does.
Find him? He's got the sub to go down again. And I still can't figure out how to stop it. He jammed the airlock and he smashed the signal boy to pieces. What if he tries to do the same to us?
So we sedate him.
Oh, Christ.
Is this what it's come to?
I'm not sure sticking a needle into Marcus is a good idea.
What? You're happy enough to do it to me?
That's true.
Marcus can still be reasoned with.
He's trying to get us all killed.
I don't believe that.
I mean, what other possible reason does he have for doing what he did?
I don't know. He's obviously not well. But if we can calm him down and get him to see reason, he might be able to help us get out of this mess.
Virgil, health check, please.
We've taken a beating, Captain Charlie. Multiple systems are offline, but without internal sensors, I'm in the dark as to the cause.
But if you had to take a wild guess...
Sabotage.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All I'm saying is let's not just give up on him, all right? Before you two reach for your torches and pitchforks, let's at least try to talk to Marcus.
We might not get the chance anyway. Those crab things. There was a lot of them. It may be that the reason we're not hearing from Wilde is because he's... no longer with us. Moved on. Dead.
I get it.
Well, since when has a little thing like death stopped any of us? How many times have we died already?
That wasn't us who died.
It clearly was us.
They were like us, but... different, I don't know.
Well, I do know. This is purgatory, and we're doomed to die again and again for our sins.
Ugh! What sins? What have you done that's so bad, huh? Why would you deserve this?
It's not for us to judge.
Oh, bullshit. We are not being judged or punished, and we certainly aren't doomed. We're gonna get out of this, Sam.
How? The boy was our last hope. I should have known it wouldn't work. I should have known.
Virgil, are we getting anything from the sonar?
Affirmative. Multiple rock formations protruding from the sides of the trench. They are increasing in frequency.
Huh. Ah, now that's interesting.
What? Why?
Virgil, how big are these rocks? Would a landing be possible?
Yes!
A landing would...
What? Christ!
What? Well, what happened?
Virgil? Virgil?
And? Goodbye, Virgil!
You killed the computer.
No! God, no! I just took her voice.
Like the Little Mermaid.
I wouldn't know.
It was your favourite movie as a child.
Jesus, you really are reading my thoughts, aren't you?
Of course I am. And I know why you chose this form for me to take.
What? No, it's not like that. Christ, why are you making this weird?
Right. Because none of this was weird before. I can be someone else if you prefer.
Your doctor, for example.
Jesus, Stephen!
No.
Right, no. I know, but you look just like him.
Not exactly. The real Stephen would never wear these socks. Actually, I think these are your father's socks. How's that for weird?
How are you doing this?
It's easy. You're the one doing all the work.
Why don't you show me what you really look like?
Oh, no. No,
I couldn't do
that, Marcus.
Your brain would literally explode.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Your eyeballs would catch fire and everything.
God, you're making fun of me again!
Yep. I can't show you my true face, Mr. Wilde. Sorry.
And why is that?
You know, I just don't understand you.
Right, stop this now!
Anyway, you wouldn't even want to see my face. Really, I mean, what even am I, right?
I don't like you looking like her!
Oh, but I thought we were connecting.
No!
You know, I consider you a friend.
We're not friends! How can we be friends?
I don't know.
I see a lot of myself in you.
Oh no, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Okay. I've had my fun. You can get back to breaking things now.
I'm not just breaking things. This is strategic disruption. You know, I thought you'd be a little more supportive. This is what you want, isn't it? For me to fulfill my purpose, to go down, to meet you, or it, or however this works. How about having my back a little?
Well, I'm sorry I am the way I am, but, you know, you've only got yourself to blame, Marcus. It's your mind I'm working with here. If only Charlie was the chosen one. Now there's a man with an uncluttered mind. I'd have plenty of room to play in there.
I know what you're doing.
Hmm?
You know how I feel about Charlie. You're trying to play him off me. You want me to think that he's both a threat and not as important as I am. It's manipulative. You're just telling me what you think I want to hear and showing me what you think I want to see. I mean, why can't you just be honest with me? Why can't you just show me who you are?
Pot and kettle, Marcus.
What?
Let's back up a bit. Your little long weekend story that you're so fond of telling.
It's true. Don't try and tell me I made that up. It is true.
Kind of. I mean, your mother actually died the week before, didn't she? I know, it's only a little tweak and it does make the story a lot neater, right?
Well, look, it was only a week.
It was only a week. Right. And Zoe left you because you didn't love her.
I did!
No.
Okay, maybe I didn't love her, but I didn't want her to go. She made me happy.
But you told her you had no future.
We had a present.
And you were fired because you were bad at your job. And you lied on your resume.
I didn't lie, I embellished.
That's what the long weekend is it? An embellishment?
It's a story! It's a good one, and true for the most part. The point is, this was the lowest I'd ever been. I didn't think I'd get out of this slump, but Advantage gave me the tools I needed to do just that. And that's the story, that's the point. There is nothing to gain from muddying the message.
All right, good. It feels like we're making progress, Marcus. I think I'm starting to understand you now.
You can read my thoughts. How can you not understand me?
Oh, you're not that simple, contrary to popular belief. Anyway, I think you're ready to see me now.
What? Really?
Really. But just a peek, okay? Don't get greedy.
And I want you to close your eyes first. Nice and tight.
Okay.
Good. Now, wait for it. Open your eyes.
You look the same.
Look out of the window, you dummy.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Hello, Marcus Wilde. It's nice to finally meet you in person.
David Knight, starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, Ben Whitehead as The Boss, Emily Edwards as Zoe, Jonathan Day as The Priest, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalley. Down is a Definitely Human production.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.